Hello, Elle here from heavenandelle.com with your daily audio smile. How are you doing? Today's daily audio smile is all about switching stuff around to make it better. I think the technical term that some of the clever kind of life coachy type people will use is reframing, apparently, I think. But that sounds all technical and, you know, la-di-da-di in my head. But what inspired me to think about this today was I was lying in bed. I went to bed a little bit too late last night, and it's not really a problem at all because I'm hoping to have a nap later because my husband's got a day off, catch up on the missed sleep, and he can play with our little one. But normally the children will sort of stay in bed, and I, you know, a bit of a lie until about 7 o'clock. At 6:30 this morning, my youngest woke up to decide he needed the toilet, and he couldn't possibly sleep. He wanted to have a cuddle in our bed. And I was lying there thinking, oh, I would really like to be asleep right now. It's really cold and, you know, we've got a busy day ahead of us. That's not true, actually. I haven't got a busy day ahead of us at all. But, you know, still the thought of getting up at 6:30 and all this. But then I thought, do you know what, actually, I get to have a nice cutch with my boy. And he's 3, nearly 4. He's a great big lump, but he's very cuddly. Get to have a nice cuddle with him. You know, it could be a lot worse. I could be downstairs freezing cold right now, but instead I have a nice cuddle. And that made me think about how there's other times, and that's a very simple example, that's a very daft example, because, you know, we having to go downstairs at 6:30 isn't the end of the world. But it did make me think about stuff that, you know, things happen that sometimes aren't quite how we expect them to happen, or they aren't really quite how we'd like them to happen in a perfect world. But we don't live in a perfect world. Things don't always go exactly how we want them to. And it's up to us to choose how we look at those things, and whether we, you know, focus on how grumpy and awful things are, or whether we choose to find the positive in stuff. And sometimes as well, I'm very guilty of picking at scabs. Not literally. Well, I am guilty. As a child, I was guilty of it literally as well. But I'm very guilty of picking at scabs. If something happens, I tend to think over it and trundle it over my head. And sometimes you just need to let stuff be. You can overthink stuff. It's great to be brainy and have good thinking powers. But sometimes you can overthink stuff. And then you just twist it around in your head and you end up imagining stuff that's not happening. And it's a horrible place to be at. So instead of picking at scabs and you know, thinking stuff over in your head, sometimes you just have to let go of stuff and let it be, and just trust in the stuff that we know is true, and trust in the stuff that makes us smile, and just let the rest of the stuff just be and not pick at it. And that does make things a lot more smiley and content and lovely. So that's actually two audio smiles in one almost. I could have, if I'd have been really brainy and clever, I could have stretched that out into two. But instead, you've got two for the price of one. It's, you know, well, what can I say? Bargain, eh? So yeah, today I'd encourage you then to reframe stuff, to use a technical term. If something happens and it isn't quite how you want it to do, look for the opportunity to spin it or to flip it or whatever term you want to use. Change it around in your head so you can actually find a smile in that situation. And if you're one who, like me, tends to pick at scabs, stop it, because it ain't healthy. If there's stuff that maybe it's stuff that's hurt you or stuff that has made you feel sad, you keep picking at it and thinking over it, you're just keeping that wound fresh and you don't get time to heal. And sometimes there isn't a quick fix for anything. Sometimes you just got to let stuff be and let time be a healer. I know it's a horrible old cliche, but it's true. So that's that for today. I hope you're doing okay. If you want to come over to the blog and say hello and you know, it'd be nice to meet you, heavenandelle.com. But anyway, have a fabulous day. If you're not having a fabulous day, just keep smiling. Remember the fake ones, biochemically speaking, it's a big long word for early in the morning, but biochemically speaking, the fake smiles work just as well as the real ones. So if you're not having a fabulous day, put a fake one on, and who knows, before you know it, you'll have a real one. But have a fabulous day, keep smiling, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. Take care. Bye.